When is a property bubble not a property bubble? Perhaps when the Central Statistics Office says house prices in the capital city have risen by 24% so far this year. Not so, says the Taoiseach. Enda Kenny was speaking yesterday.
No, I don't accept there's a bubble, but I do accept that prices are rising because of the law of supply and demand. And you can't sort this out unless you build new houses. And to build new houses, you've got to have a strategy, a combination of issues that can help that forward. For instance, we now know the extent of sites in the Greater Dublin area for which planning permission has been issued. Many of the contractors don't have the income line to actually develop those. We know the involvement of NAMA, for instance, in the Dublin Docklands in making serious money available for wastewater treatment. In terms of house prices and the housing situation, between the categories of homelessness, as in people on the streets, families who are becoming homeless because of the rent position, at the end of the day, you're still going to have to build more houses.
That's Taoiseach Enda Kenny speaking at a news conference yesterday. Finance professor at Trinity College, Brian Lucy, is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Is the Taoiseach denying a reality?
Well, no, I think he's more realistic now than some of the government spokespeople have been over the last while. You know, technically this might not be a bubble because there are huge supply issues, as the Taoiseach has identified now. That means that when you've got very low supply and demand is rising, you'd expect to see prices rising. The thing is, though, that when you see a 25% year-on-year rise in house prices, that should absolutely terrify people. High house prices are not good for the economy. If we have learned nothing, and apparently we have learned nothing, then, you know, there's really no hope.
If you say that the 25% year-on-year rise should terrify people, what should it do to an administration, to a government?
Well, I presume it should terrify them as well, and it should spur them into pretty immediate action to, you know, try and advance the things that can be advanced quickly. Look, we've known since 1970, 44 years, that there is problems with land bank hoarding. We've done nothing about it. Why would we expect that simply because we're into another bubble, government and administration would stir themselves? We've known that there are problems with SMEs getting finance for the last 5 or 6 years, and most of the developers are not the big billion-dollar people. They're people building 20, 30, 50 houses, SMEs by any definition. We've known that there are problems for 18 months with zoned land not being serviced because the local authorities don't have the money to engage in putting in the sewerage lines, etc. Nothing has been done on that.
Do you get the sense, though, now that it could that could be changing?
I think that this is beginning to change, but these things take a very long time. You know, there's ideas of building, you know, 5, 10, 15,000 houses, and that's great. That's next year, and that'll help. We have a very thin market. The market could very easily collapse out under it as the cash buyers disappear, which would result in a double dip. Let's remember, if you go back to, you know, this pretty seminal work of Morgan Kelly, you know, who is the man that we really ought to take very seriously, the man who took the scales from all of our eyes. His original 2007 ESRI data analysis, which nobody has been able to disclaim, suggested that we should be looking at about a 65% fall in house prices. We're recovering, and we're now at about a 40% fall. House prices are not affordable in Ireland. They might be affordable in the southwest. They might be affordable in the upper Shannon Basin. They're not affordable in Dublin. And there's a big problem here.
In a word, Brian Lucy, for people who are looking at the property market and aren't yet in it as yet, and in a word, there's a headline on the front of the Daily Mail, house prices back to boom levels by 2019. Are we going there?
I think we run a danger. You know, but that kind of, those kind of headlines, you know, I don't know if the Mail are being their usual, you know, pop self or not, but we don't want to go back there. We want to get house prices down to a sustainable level. At a €35,000 average income, which is what it is in the country, if you do the math of three times one salary and, you know, once the next salary and an 80 or 85% loan-to-value ratio, we should be looking at average house prices around the €200,000 area.
Right.
That will be up and down according to different regions. But when you've got it well above that, which we have, when you have international property valuers saying that we're overpriced, when you see the vulture funds and you know, value funds and bottom feeding funds that we've seen come in and pick up the good stuff and are now leaving, they're saying the market's, if not toppy, on the rise. This is about as big a flare-lit tip-off that we have a major problem as we can ever get.
All right, just
the danger is, in the middle of July, it'll be October before anything gets done.
Just very briefly, Brian Lucey, speculation yesterday and commentary yesterday from a German MEP, a senior advisor to Angela Merkel, that there's no hope of a deal on the $64 billion banking bailout. Should we be surprised?
No. I mean, every single commentator has been saying that there was never a hope of this. The government have been peddling the argument that this was a game changer. It was never going to work. You cannot on one hand say to people, we're doing great, and the other hand say, give us a handout. You know, we were never going to get this money. Okay. And it was fallacious to believe so, and it was disingenuous to claim so.
All right. Brian Lucey, Professor of Finance at Trinity College. Thanks for taking our call this morning.